I'm Ruby Ryder. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 209 on July 24th, 2018. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you would like to support my efforts to deconstruct the myths and misconceptions around pegging and offer accurate information to all who seek it, head on over to Patreon and become a patron of my work. All patrons have access to the podcast a day early, as well as a 24/7 chat channel full of pegging practitioners from all over the world. Rewards for the various levels of support include written and audio erotica to excite and inspire. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider or click the Support My Work button on my website. Another way to support my work is through EnticeMe.com, the little black dress of pleasure products. EnticeMe offers a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys for your enjoyment. Just go to EnticeMe.com, #RubyRider, and for 15% off of your entire purchase, use the coupon code RIDER, that's RYDER. If you'd like assistance figuring out which pegging equipment is the best choice for you, I offer free equipment phone consultations for customers of EnticeMe. You will be supporting my efforts to change hearts and minds about pegging. Hey, hey, everybody, let's do a patron and donation update.
Yes.
Matthew is now a patron for $5 a month. Matthew, thank you so much for your generosity and your pledge. I really appreciate it. And I received a one-time donation from James of $10. James, thank you, thank you, thank you for sending that in. Really appreciate your support. And now we are going to start off this podcast right off the bat with what? A pegging celebration time! My wife and I have been talking about pegging for a long time. We bought some nice new outfits, including a beautiful Aslan harness for her. Since those arrived, she has drug her feet a bit. I have insisted that she go at her own pace. We talked about some things, and I mentioned, in jest, that maybe one day, when she is ready, she could send me a text, GIF, like Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother with his line, "Suit up." She likes that idea. About 30 minutes ago, I got the text. I have been instructed to clean out and then to dress in my sexiest outfit for our first time. I'm still making sure we go at her pace, but I am so excited. It looks like tonight will be the night. Have a good one, y'all. I think I'm going to. I'm going to insert at this point that this is something that came across the chat channel. This guy's been waiting quite a while for this. And then soon on the heels of that one came this next one, and I do have his permission to share this all with you. It was amazing. I walked into the bedroom and found her standing up in a black catsuit, red heels, and her red harness with accompanying dildo around her waist. I wore my house coat for the walk from the bathroom to the bedroom. She told me to take it off. I did, revealing me wearing a silk chemise, crotchless stockings, and silk panties. She said I looked sexy. We laid on the bed, kissing and touching, exploring and familiarizing with our new selves. She got a vibrator and rubbed it over my crotch. We haven't talked about it, but it felt to me like she was treating me as if I didn't have a penis, and instead she was arousing me as if she was getting another woman. I got the opportunity to suck her new appendage. I think she was amused by my attempts. Finally, she told me to slide to the edge of the bed. I moved into place, lay on my back, and she lubed everything up. She placed the dildo at my ass and pushed. It glided in like a dream. Soft pushes, hard thrusts, teasing my ass with the head, shoving the whole length. She did it all. After what felt like an eternity, she pulled out and asked me how I felt. She took off the strap-on and her catsuit and put on a nice negligee and put a vibrating plug in my ass. We finished by having amazing sex with each other. Wow, what a night. She said she enjoyed it, and that once the strap-on slid in smoothly on that first stroke, all her inhibitions flew away, and she liked it. She also offered to let me wear the chemise or yoga pants to bed if I wanted to stay in that mindset. I slept so well that night, deep and uninterrupted. The last 12 hours have been amazing and, dare I say, life-changing. We've opened a new door, and my wife, who was so hesitant, ran through it and seems to be excited about what she has found on the other side. Yes, this is delightful to hear. Definitely cause for celebration. And how amazing that she not only allowed your personality to come out, that feminine side of you that likes to dress up, but encouraged it and says, you know, put on your prettiest thing. I want you sexy when I get there. That's so awesome. So congratulations to you too. It was interesting to hear that you slept so well, deep and uninterrupted. Nice. That has always been a sign for me in my life that something deeply satisfying has occurred. And whether it's a hike up a mountain or getting fucked really well, they both apply there. So I am really happy for both of you. It sounds like you're having fun with it. And this is just the beginning. Kudos to you for your patience, your insistence that she go at her own pace. Well done. Thanks for sharing that with us. Hi, Ruby. I am a big fan. Thank you so much for your work in destigmatizing pegging, strap-on, and anal play. I am fortunate enough to have found an amazingly awesome girlfriend that is totally comfortable with pegging me. She really loves the faces and moans I make as she takes my ass. It is heavenly. In our short time playing, we have found a couple things that we both feel need to be addressed, though, and I would love if I could get your experienced input. Number one, I have a sport sheets corset harness that was adequate for the occasional romp with a novice playmate. However, with the new girlfriend, the more we use it, the more she notices how uncomfortable and hard to control it is. I currently have a 7-inch Tantus Atom O2, an 8-inch Vixskin Outlaw, and a 10-inch King Cock, which isn't really harness-friendly. Is there a comfortable, washable harness that isn't ridiculous in price, under $100, that would better fit a plus-size lady and give her firm control over the dildo? She is size 22 to 24, parentheses 2X, 3X. Okay, I'm going to read these one by one and answer them one by one, as opposed to just reading all the questions first. So answering that question, yes, absolutely there is. I believe that Rodeo has a fabric harness that comes in the sizes that you desire. So you have to do a little bit of investigation on their website. Rodeo is spelled R-O-D-E-O-H, and they have their choices of tabs across the top of the homepage. But you'll see a little thing that says 10 more on the right-hand side. If you use the drop-down for that, you'll find one that says plus sizes. So that will take you automatically to all of the fabric harnesses that, oh no, and this is all they make is fabric harnesses that they sell in the plus sizes. They go to 2X to 3X. So I believe those would work. And they have a big variety. They even have one that's high-waisted that has two different holes for you to use the toy in, a lower one or a higher one, depending on which one works for you. The sport sheets harness that you had before is kind of medium quality. It's about a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and Rodeo is going to be about the same. They're not perfect, but they're really, really comfortable, and they're fairly well made. And yeah, it's definitely under $100. I think that the one that I described to you, and there are many more plus size ones to choose from that come in the size that you requested for your girlfriend, That one is $65, I think. So take a look on their website, RODEOH, and it's just RODEOH.com. There you go. So, and I imagine you can find something in there for her that will work. When you have a harness that is fabric, you're going to have a little bit of give, like a quarter inch or so, because basically what you're dealing with is fabric and elastic. So there is always going to be a little bit of give. A lot of givers don't mind that at all. Some of them, it drives them crazy. I think it should probably be fine. It will definitely be more comfortable. And because you have those two holes on the particular one that I looked at and thought this would be really good for a plus size woman, when you have those two holes one above the other, it presents a versatility that other harnesses don't. And you can use whichever one is more comfortable, whichever one feels better. So yes, one hint is to, if you do get one of these from Rodeo, is to wash it in cold in a garment bag and do not dry it, no matter what it says. If it says tumble dry, don't do it. Don't do it. This is what happened to me. I had one of their kind of feminine looking ones with lace on it, and it started kind of falling apart because, you know, I like to use it as often as I can. And I was washing it in a garment bag, and I was hang drying it, and I had a conversation, and I wrote an article about this. This was the review that I wrote about it. It was just an unpleasant experience because we contacted the owner, and she said, "Oh, no, you're not supposed to machine wash those. You're supposed to hand wash them, especially the ones with the lace." And the tag on it said that you could machine wash it. So anyway, that was not a pleasant interaction. I've decided that, the equipment that I suggest is top of the line, and I totally get that not everybody can get top of the line. And especially if it's like a once in a while thing, like, you know, once a week or less, it'll probably last you quite some time. But it wasn't anything that I could actually recommend in terms of selling it on Entice Me, partly because the customer service when I asked her about this was so awful. But that doesn't mean that harness won't be perfect for you, just as long as you know that going into it. So there you have it. Yes, that is actually probably a really good choice. And, oh wait, you have one more question. Okay, here we go. She's also noticed that she doesn't really get much friction or feeling from pegging me. I'd really like to remedy this. I know that there are some double-ended pegging toys out there, but they can be hard to use and a bit on the small side. Are there any insertables, vibrators, attachments, plugs, or other devices you would recommend to stimulate her while she fucks me? I would ultimately love for her to achieve an orgasm while pegging me. I thank you so much for your time and kinky kindness. Oh, I love alliteration. You know that? I love that. Absolutely, I have some recommendations for you. So, yes, the double enders are sometimes a little difficult to manage, and they don't come in the sizes that you would like. In other words, there's really no good double that is as big girth-wise as what you are using right now. But what this really depends on is whether your girlfriend is a woman who orgasms with G-spot. And I don't mean just by G-spot itself. I mean, is her G-spot part of what gets her to orgasm, or is it clitoral stimulation only? If it is G-spot, then you might want to get a double and then just put a sleeve on top of it so that it's bigger when she fucks you, right? And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but if she is clitoral and the G-spot isn't that big of a deal and penetration isn't that much of a thing when she has an orgasm, then you can use a flare-based single dildo. And there is an excellent one that has a vibe in the base of it that's going to nestle right in there in her vulva area over her lady bits. So that one that I just mentioned is the Fuse line of single dildos, and they have a little hole to insert a vibrator, a mini vibe. So the mini vibe that you're going to want for whatever one you choose that they have is going to be the Wee Vibe Tango, because it's the strongest, it's waterproof, it's rechargeable, it's the best mini vibe out there, and it will give her the best clitoral vibrations of anything you could choose. That in combination with one of the few single toys would be ideal because the placement of that hole in the few singles is excellent. In other words, not as much silicone is between where that vibe is in the hole and her lady bits, right? Which is ideal. So let's see, the biggest diameter they have in that one is 1 3/4 inches in diameter and 7 inches long. I'm not sure if the 7 inches is insertable. So the measurements that you gave me, I'm noticing now, were all for length. And it sounds like you enjoy length because the models that you told me about are all roughly 1 3/4 inches approximately. I'm pretty sure. I didn't look up the King Cock. If you are looking for length together with width, like you're looking for something in the 8 to 10 inch range, few singles do not come in that big of a size. If she is a clitoral orgasmer, so to speak, and you would like a bigger toy, another option is the Rodeos have a little vibe pocket. Now, here's the tricky part, and so stay with me here. Vibe pockets often are placed horizontally, not vertically, and you can slip a vibe in there, but the vibe that I recommended to you, the WeVibe Tango, is a little bit long to be put horizontally in a harness if it's supposed to kind of go between your legs and be there for your clit. It works much better in a vibe pocket that is vertical. So, if you're taking all these things into consideration and you decide that you want a dildo like the ones that you have because you enjoy that size and that you're going to try putting the vibe in the pocket because she's a clitoral orgasm type of woman, then you need to get a shorter vibe. And there is a different one that you can get that is almost just as good. And it's the Joie de something. Sensuel, I think, is the name of the company. I will put a link for that in Linkorama, of course, along with the WeVibe Tango. If you go ahead and get one of the Rodeo harnesses, I would email them or call them if you can. I don't know if they have a phone number. And talk with them and find out exactly how that vibe pocket is placed. Because they have a variety. Some of their harnesses don't say vibe pocket. Some say multiple vibe pockets. And I'm assuming that they're going to have a vibe pocket above the little O-ring that's sewn in and below to try and maximize the chances that it's going to fall in the right place, so to speak. But that one harness that I was talking about with the two holes only probably has one in between the two is what I'm guessing. Anyway, this is all supposition. My point is that contact them and make sure you know where that vibe pocket is placed so and how it runs so that you can make sure and get the right vibe. And it'll fit, and you can use it. Now, here's the last component that you need to pay attention to. O-rings in those Rodeo harnesses, like any fabric harness, are sewn in. They are not interchangeable. So if what you're really seeking is girth, because I noticed that King Cock is like 2 1/4 inches in diameter, something like that, then that's going to be an issue. Because the O-rings usually on most of Rodeo's harnesses are in inch 75. Now, I did a little more looking on their website, and what I found out was that they now offer bigger O-rings. They offer them up to 2, which usually means you could stretch that baby another 1/4 inch somewhere right in there, which would work really well for you. But I'm going to leave this up to you from this point forward to try and peruse that website and find not only the size you need for your girlfriend, but the size of O-ring you need for the toys you prefer. Ooh, baby, this is getting complicated. So if it's the other way around and she really needs G-spot stimulation for her orgasm, then Fuse also makes a double that is called the Tango. And that, combined with the WeVibe Tango Mini Vibe, they just happen to have the same name, is a premium combination for G-spot and clitoral vibe at the same time. It is not going to be as wide as you want. And I know there are a fair amount of sleeves that can go on top of penises, and so those sleeves can certainly go on top of toys as well. Please keep in mind that if you start shopping for toy extenders or penis sheath extender type of toys, that by necessity you are going to now be in the land of non-silicone items. Usually these are made from TPR, TPE, things like that. So they are porous and they do have a shorter life. You should use them with a condom on top, but they have to be softer because of what's happening here. You know, you want it to feel like a penis plus. They're actually made for penises to be inside, so they want to be comfortable. So you're not going to find any pure silicone extenders because it just wouldn't be comfortable enough and it really wouldn't work very well. So do keep that in mind. And yeah, TPR, TPE is okay as long as you know that you're only going to have it a certain length of time. You can't keep it forever. You can't totally sanitize it, and just cover it with a condom. Only use it for pegging. That's it. Never take it and then put it on yourself and then put it in her. You get what I mean. So if length is something that's really important to you, you and she's a G-spot in combination or solely orgasm type woman, you can get the Fuse Tango and then shop for a like a penis extension thing. And that you can put that right on top of the Fuse Tango. Be careful what you buy because it has to be compatible with the design of the Tango. But basically, where that vibe is going to stick out of the Fuse Tango double is going to be where the balls would be coming out anyway. So I took a quick look at some penis extender type, is what they're called, or cock sheaths. I think you can call them that as well. And I found one that I think will be just right for you if you decide to go this route, you know, because we've talked about a lot of options at this point. And it is made by Perfect Fit, and it is called the Fat Boy Extender. This one is the longest and thickest that I have found. So it might be the perfect thing to go over that double. So I'll put a link for that in the Linkorama for you if you decide that this is the combination of toys that sounds like it's the best for you both. I know that's sounding really complicated at this point, but this is basically the answers I have for you. Now, for everyone else listening, can you see why when someone writes in and says, "So what's the best equipment?" Sometimes it gets really complicated. Sometimes it really, really does. Anyway, I'm going to put a link to all that stuff in the Linkorama, and I hope you find the magic combination for your girlfriend who is so good giving in game that you guys are enjoying some lovely pegging. It is definitely time to upgrade from that sport sheet harness and have her be comfortable, because I imagine the more comfortable she is, the more you're going to get fucked. You're motivated, man, right? Thank you for writing in with the questions and for all your kind words about my work. Okay, this one's from the forum, and the title of it is, "Am I Technically Considered Bi? I've been enjoying pegging and solo dildo play for many years. I'm not sure how long I've been sexually attracted to men, but I am. I find the penis and a man's ass to be beautiful and exciting. I've engaged in oral sex with a man once, mutually, and liked it. I want to do it again. I also want to receive anal sex from a man. I figure if a dildo is so great, the real thing must be so much better. I enjoy regular porn, but also like bi and gay porn as well. I'm not sure I could have feelings for a guy the way I do for women, though. I'm not ashamed of my feelings or desires, but rather excited and fascinated. I want to go all the way with a man and enjoy the best of both worlds." Wow, that's some awesome sharing. Thank you so much. Now, as to your question, before I get to the question, the very first thing I want to do is cheer you on, sir. I am not ashamed of my feelings or desires, but rather excited and fascinated. Oh, I wish I could just take that and use it as a magic wand for all the men out there that are so ashamed and concerned about their desires. Good for you. Excellent. Well done that you feel that way. So, as to your question, are you technically considered bi? I would urge you to let go of labels. I really would, because here's the deal. Who really cares? All right, you might be on websites and things and people would say, are you bi or straight or whatever? But you can choose whichever one feels right to you and then say, look, you know, here's what I do, because, and I'm switching to me. I'm speaking from the me now. Here's what I do. It's sort of like, yes, I will give you some labels that apply to me in a certain way, but they might not apply to me in the way that I might apply to you, or they might not apply to me in the way you think they apply to me. So a label is a starting point. It's always only a starting point. If I say I'm bisexual, well, that gives you an idea of what my sexual orientation is, and then it's awesome to get curious and start asking questions. Because labels can be misconstrued, they can be not good things, because one person can be assuming something from a label, and another person can be assuming something else. So, that's my little lecture thing on labels. But I do really urge you to just sort of let go of it. You can call yourself pansexual if you want. And I noticed that you said you weren't sure if you could have feelings for a guy the way that you do for women. That is totally fine, too. There's nothing wrong with any of what you've said. Of course there isn't. So I want to emphasize that. But there is a fair amount of men out there that feel the exact same way. It's like they can do the feeling, the emotion, the love thing with the women. And with the guys, it's just all about genitals and sex. It's not about kissing or romance or what have you. If you were looking for a label to explain that, they do have labels that explain that. That is called bisexual and heteroromantic. Because heteroromantic, that's where your romance and your feelings and your emotion come in. But you're bisexual because you will enjoy having sex with both genders. There you go. So if you're really looking for a label, that is what I would call you. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. It sounds like you're having a lovely time exploring, so I would encourage you to keep doing that and have fun. Thank you for posting in the forum and sharing your story with us. Oh, and I found another little piece where he posted somewhere else. I love being pegged by my wife. Not only does it feel great, but knowing how much she enjoys dominating me adds to my pleasure. I've never had a man inside me, just dildos, but I want very much to experience it. See, this is awesome. You sounds like you guys are having such a good time, and as long as you've talked to your wife about this desire and she's down, then have fun exploring, but definitely have the conversation with the wife first. And don't do it on the down low if you can possibly avoid it. Long time ago on this podcast, I gave people who were on the down low such a ration of shit about being on the down low. And then I was on the down low with somebody for a little while, not in, you know, lying to my partner, but they were lying to theirs. And so, yes, I approach that a little bit more softly these days. But if she's already into pegging you, perhaps you can have a lovely open conversation with her and open things up a bit so you can go explore. Or perhaps she would like the guy to be there and she would be there and direct things since she's dominant. See, there's so many different exciting possibilities. Anyway, I appreciate you posting in the forum and sharing those things with us. And I hope things go wonderfully and you get to explore. And guess what we have now? Another pegging celebration time! Just had the most amazing pegging experience with my wife on Sunday. It's only the third or fourth time we've ever done it. Had the equipment for about 8 years now. The first few times just didn't work out very great because there wasn't enough warm-up play ahead of time, and I've been bugging her to try again for the last 4 months regularly, and finally it happens. She made a promise to me and followed through on Sunday, and it was amazing. Barely even touched myself while she was pegging me, and I exploded, was in the missionary position with two pillows under my butt, and almost shot myself in the face when I went off. Sorry if that's too much information, as I know that sometimes people right off the bat tell you explicit things, but I have to say, I had her listening to a few of your podcasts, and I think she realized just how much I really wanted to try again. And I partly have you to thank for making such an informative podcast that I could share with her. and also the sexy pegging gifs I've been sending her the last couple of weeks, hinting at my desire to try again. We finished and cuddled together for about an hour and a half after, which was very nice, as we don't get much contact time due to having a new baby. Thank you so much, and keep changing the world one ass at a time. And this is from Mr. C. from Santan Valley, Arizona. So congratulations, Mr. C. I know it wasn't the first time you did the pegging, but it was the first time that it went freaking awesome. And also the first time that she wanted to try it again after listening to the podcast and realizing that this is something you really wanted. And it was totally awesome for you because you almost gave yourself a facial. Oh, and by the way, here's the lowdown on explicit questions or stories. I don't mind explicit at all. I talk about sex all day. It's just when you include me in the explicitness that I freak out, okay? So I just wanted to clear that up. Not a problem, not TMI. So congratulations, congratulations, and thank you so much for sharing that story with us. This was a quick message I got from a student of one of my webinars. I always tell people after they take the webinar, if they have any questions, just send them on. And so this one was titled Strapless Strap-Ons. And she goes on to say, such a weird way to describe those things. I forgot to ask you about these during the webinar yesterday. I assume you've at least tried them out. Any strong opinions on them? My sub had one that had never been used when we met, and it's been hanging in our toy closet for a while. He's not ready for that size yet, but I am intensely curious about how or if they work. Thanks so much for being so generous with your time and knowledge. You are so welcome. Okay, let me answer that question. Usually that's something I cover in class, but I have so much information to relay that every once in a while I forget a thing here or there. And apparently, with that webinar, I did not talk about doubles. So here's the thing with doubles. They're not a starter toy. If you're beginning doing pegging, the level of complexity is increased just a little bit, and it's really kind of important to learn how to fuck someone before you put a double in and try and use that. They're not strapless, that's why I call them doubles. And I'm going to put a link in the Linkorama to the article that I wrote called The Truth About Strapless Strap-Ons. 99% of women out there cannot hold them in when they're fucking a guy in the ass. Some lesbians can hold them in while they're fucking their girlfriend in the vagina, but that's the deal. They call them strapless, and they're really not. So that's the first thing you need to know about them. They're perfectly lovely toys once you get to that space where you're ready to try it. They can be totally awesome if you are someone who really enjoys G-spot stimulation. And the one that I recommend the most is the Fuse Tango. I'm not sure which one you have, but the Fieldo is the most popular, so I wouldn't be surprised if the one that your sub has is a Fieldo, because most people have heard of that, and that is usually the one that people buy before they do their research. That one was designed for lesbian sex, and the rigidness between the two parts of it makes it a little difficult because anal penetration is a slightly different angle. So what it does is that rigidity and non-flexibility limits the amount of positions that you can do while using a Fieldo. So when I say they're not strapless, to continue with that idea, you definitely need a harness to hold them in. And there are a lot of harnesses out there that are doubles compatible. Certainly the ones that I recommend are all doubles compatible. All of the Jacques harnesses, as well as all of the Aslan harnesses. There's only ones that entice me cells that are not doubles compatible are the Sport Sheets Diva Plus, the plus size ones that Sport Sheets makes. So anyway, they don't need to call them strapless because there's enough to recommend them on their own. Like I say, the G-spot stimulation is awesome. And what it does is it gives you sort of tactile feedback. It gives you more tactile feedback because, let's face it, when we strap on a cock, we can't feel it. We can't feel it. But when you have a connection, when you have part of it inside you, you can feel a little bit more. You're getting that tactile feedback. Sometimes if you really tune in, you can even tell when you're pushing in, and you can tell when you're rubbing against something that's maybe a little harder. Some people feel that, some people don't. But the point is, it's a different experience that kind of connects you more and definitely leaves you with a possibility of getting off more. Because the Fuse Tango, my favorite, also has a vibe insert, and the very best vibe insert for that would be the WeVibe Tango, which just happened to have the same name. I feel like I'm talking about the same toys over and over and over again. Those links will be in the Linkorama. Those are the ones I recommend for the doubles. So to recap, those are the best ones out there. There are other doubles that they have. They all have their faults. I could go over them all right now, but suffice to say, I've looked at all of them, tried most of them, and this one is the best one out there. Takes all the good parts of the others and puts it in one and has none of the bad parts. So when to include that in your play? Certainly when your receiver has gotten to the point where they can take a toy of that size, that's important. But also when you feel like you've got that rhythm down, you've got the fucking down, you got it down, right? So now you're ready to up that level of complexity just a little bit, and you can use the double and hold it in with a harness, and there you go. You do need to make sure that you cinch up that harness tight and have it down way low, because that's the only way it's going to hold it in. I mean, there's no getting around wearing that harness low when you have part of the toy sticking in your vagina, right? So there you go. That is what's happening with the doubles. Okay. I just wanted to make a really brief mention of a word that somebody used in the forum. There's some conversations that have been happening in the forum, and this guy got on there and wrote something about how he really enjoyed reading the stories that this one person was relating about his journey and things. And he said something like, please feel free to keep telling us your escapades on your journey. And oh my God, I'm stealing that. Escapades, that is a fucking awesome word. So I just wanted to share that with you. And let's see, here is another letter. Dear Ruby, I wanted to take time to thank you for pointing me towards the Shiloh for packing and playing last year. I know this thank you is coming a little late, but better late than never, I guess. I had asked you for a packer I could wear on a night out with my husband, and when you suggested the Shiloh, I did my research and went for it. When it arrived, I just had to try it on. The first time I tried packing it with my Jacques harness, it took some time to find the right way to pack it. I had to go online and start finding some resources to see what would be the best way to pack it. There was a site, afemcock.com, and let's see, it's a link to this particular toy that I found, and I don't know if you can share the link, but it did help me out to some extent as it had some pointers. Yeah, I'd be happy to share that link, no problem. And she goes on to say, I have worn it out on a few dates, much to the surprise of my husband, but we never did get to fooling around in public. It has always been me wearing a cock, and then we get back home and fuck like rabbits. I think the kinkiest we ever got was when we visited his parents' house last month, and I decided to pack it under my jeans. Usually when I wear jeans, there is always a bit of a bulge, no matter how I try to tuck it. The bulge is not a full-blown bulge, but it's there. My in-laws luckily never noticed it, and neither did my husband. I did pull him into the kitchen once while his parents were in the den and got him to his knees and made him open my pants. He was shocked to see I had packed, and I made him blow my cock in the kitchen. Needless to say, he was like a deer in the headlights when I demanded he suck it, which he did. I think we were at it for a good few minutes and luckily never got caught. We didn't do anything more than that, at least in the kitchen. We ended up fucking that night in the guest bedroom since we were staying over for the weekend. Both nights that we had stayed over, I got him in a pair of panties, a bra, stockings, and garters, and fucked him like the slut he is. I thought I'd share that story with you and all the listeners if you decide to share it on your podcast. Before I leave you now, I wanted to ask a question. We've done some remodeling of our house, and one of our additions was a hot tub in the backyard. Now, I wanted to know if I can wear my harness with the Shiloh in the hot tub. It has been a fantasy to kind of put my husband in a bikini and take advantage of him in the hot tub. What do you think? Would it be okay to have it on? Should I look at a different kind of lube as well? Your advice, as always, would be very, very highly appreciated. Love and regards, Jennifer. Jennifer, I so remember your desire to pack, and I know it was a year ago, but I absolutely remember you writing in and asking this question, because it's an unusual one, and it was really fun to research and find that toy and everything. So absolutely, I will share that resource for any other women that are out there that are interested in packing. And yes, as I recall, I believe that was from the New York Toy Collective, because they make some really nice packers. So, as far as your question is concerned, that's 100% silicone toy, so you're not going to hurt it going into the hot tub. Let's see, you've got the Jacques harness, so you've got the hot water. Still shouldn't really do a whole lot to it. I think the hot water is fine. I mean, other than, you know, putting it in hot water that has a little bit of chlorine in it, I'm assuming, unless you sanitize it a different way, that's the only thing that wouldn't be good for that harness, and it's not going to be in that long, so I don't think it'll hurt it. Now, if you've ever tried fucking in a pool or a hot tub without a packer, just PIV, penis and vagina, you know that it's kind of tricky because it never really stays slick enough. I mean, silicone lube is awesome for situations like that, whether you're in the shower or the pool or something like that. That is the way to do it, is to lube yourself up with silicone lube first. So now we are in the land of lube compatibility with toys. The thing is about toys is, even if it says 100% silicone, the softer the toy, the larger of a chance that it might not be compatible with a silicone lube. Okay, backing up a little bit, there is the well-known axiom of you don't use silicone toy with a silicone lube. But I've talked about that many times on the podcast, that actually that is something that you can do if you have really, really good quality silicone lube and a really, really good quality silicone toy. New York Collective's toys are very good quality, but because a packer is by nature softer than a regular toy, what that means is there's more of a possibility of there being an incompatibility even with really good silicone lube. So here's what I would suggest is get a little thing of Uber Lube. That is the best silicone lube out there. And put some on the bottom of the toy and check it out and test it for compatibility. Even if it doesn't work for that toy, Uber Lube is an amazing product that you can do a zillion things with. When I have squeaky hinges in my house, I use that. I swear to God. Sometimes my daughter uses it to slick her hair down a little bit so there's not flyaway parts to it. It's an amazing product. So anyway, that's the thing about the lube. And otherwise, you can try this liquid silk because it does have 12%, but I think you're going to need, if you're in the water, you're going to need something a little more slick like the pure silicone. I suppose what I was thinking of was, depending on how your hot tub is set up, if there was a way to still have him partly in the hot tub and partly laying over the side of it with his butt in the air and take advantage of it in that way, so that you don't have to be as concerned about the lube kind of going away because of the water, basically. That was my thought. But it all depends on how that hot tub is set up and what access you have to it and where you can stand and all of those lovely things. But what a fun fantasy. And I hope I've answered your question well enough for you to make that choice and have some fun there. And of course, you're going to write us when you do, right? Because I would love to hear the story. Absolutely. Thank you so much for writing back. I'm so glad you guys had a great time at the parents' house. It's kind of strange to say that, but wow, it does sound like you did. All right. Here we go. The next letter here is a quick one. It was on the forum. And this person was curious about talking with other receivers where cross-dressing is a major component to the intimate pegging scene. And basically just said, interested to hear from pegging sissy sluts and bottom boys, spelled B-O-I-S, who feel the need to dress up for their mistress in most or all of their pegging scenes. And this was posted on my forum. And then he actually also wrote me a short email and said, hi, Ruby, could you make it possible to have a forum for all your sissy boys to post their pictures dressed up and being pegged? I bet you'd get an exciting response. Best, and he signs it, O. So, you know, I think that's a fabulous idea because more and more I'm running across those of you who really like to mix the two. I mean, even the pegging celebration time at the very beginning of the podcast, dressed up. You know, prettiest stuff. It's awesome. And I think that would be a great place to find support, to share stuff, to talk about clothes, what have you. So yes, I will absolutely make that in the forum. And I'm going to put a special link to it in the Linkorama as well. And I think I'm going to call it, I'm going to call it cross-dressing receivers, putting the word receivers in there because there are couples in which the giver cross-dresses as well. And absolutely, the sissy slut, the bottom boys, all of you who love the dressing up, the feminizing yourselves, and getting into that feminine side of yourself, yes, that's going to be beautiful. Literally and figuratively. I can't wait to see some of the pictures. So I'm going to do that, and it'll be in the Linkorama. Thanks for the suggestion. It was an excellent one. Here's another one from the forum. Hello, I've been in love with role reversal for almost 20 years. I'm now married to an amazing woman who loves it as well. I'm so happy to have found a community of like-minded individuals. I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm able to take her fist almost to her elbow. So if any newcomers have any questions, I would love to share any knowledge I have. Also, pegging has been part of several of my past relationships. So if anyone has questions about how to bring up the topic with someone new, I'm an expert on that. Ruby, thank you so much for creating this wonderful place. So, you know, more and more, I keep running into people who are into the fisting and the deeper and larger insertions. So that will definitely be a topic for the future. And it will also be something that is a component of my advanced class. I find that there are some details and some really important information that some of you who have been doing this for quite some time have to share. And I know that there's definitely one guy I'm going to be interviewing in the near future, and he has been doing solo play with some big toys for quite some time. Thank you for offering that information and offering it up to anybody who needs it. That particular link going to that particular post is going to be in the Linkorama. So you have questions for this guy? There you go. Thank you so much, sir. Here's a quick note that I wanted to read you. It made me smile and chuckle a little bit. So back in podcast 208, there was the guy who was talking about self-pleasure week, right? And he had all of his toys, and he was dressing up and doing all these wonderful things, and almost like having a date with himself. It was very erotic, and it sounded like such a good time. So I did write and tell him that I read that on podcast 208, because when I include something in a podcast, I try very hard always to email someone, the person who wrote it, and tell them. And so I got a quick note back. For your information, since I wrote to you, I've experienced back-to-back days of hands-free, solo, wet orgasms. Amazing. Now I know why this has become so popular for men. Thanks, Dennis. Dennis, you are having a good time, buddy. Oh my gosh. So thank you for that note. And I like to read those success stories because sometimes that pleasure of in your prostate can be elusive. And when you hear stories like this and then you try it yourself and it doesn't work very well, it's easy to get discouraged. I would like to encourage all of you that find yourself in a place where it's like, well, you know, ass play's okay. It's not that big of a deal. To do some of the things that this man talked about in podcast 208. Take it really slow. Get into the romantic mindset. Play the music for yourself. Make it kind of like a date as opposed to right straight down to business. When I started talking with guys about solo play, I was a little bit shocked to find out how often guys basically just kind of shove something up there and just don't do a whole lot of foreplay. Now, sure, sometimes it might be a time factor that's interfering. You only have so much time. You have a family and kids, maybe. But other times, I think even when they did have time, it was never really approached as like a date with yourself or that you were doing foreplay on yourself and getting yourself all excited. It was more like straight down to business. And I know not all of you guys out there are like that, but for the ones that do tend to have that pattern, I encourage you to slow it down and romance your ass, gentlemen. You will find a lot of pleasure there, or more pleasure, if you do that, basically. Really. No guarantees, I know. And different people like it different ways, but I hear this over and over and over again. Take your time. Go into it slowly. Literally. And figuratively, romance your ass. Thank you for letting us know how much fun you had, Dennis. Quite sure you'll be having a lot more. All right, we are done. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com is an informational pegging articles only website with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order some of those amazing new toys from Entice Me, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your entire purchase. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too mediocre, too mixed up, or too mainstream. Send that question in because a lot of times my listeners learn and so do I. So throw it in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you all for downloading and listening. You rock. Happy pegging.